Good morning, everybody. It's Sunday, day of rest, but one can never rest when fighting against the idea of pathogens that are destroying our societies one inch at a time. Earlier today, I received a message from a graduate student. I posted the general summary of that message earlier today, and I now received clearance from her to read her message to you here. I will not mention her identity. And then I subsequently received several additional messages from other people who can testify to the exact same treatment. I've received another clearance from another student, and so I'll be reading hers after I read this first one. And again, it's difficult for me to make a decision as to which ones to read and which ones not to read, because the deluge of such messages that I receive from people in the military, from corrections officers, from police officers, from people in academia, from graduate students, and on and on and on. And yet, apparently, this is all nonsense, exaggeration. I am fear-mongering. I am being hyperbolic. It's not really a problem. Go unifying man of science, Joe Biden. So here's the first message that I received earlier today. Dr. Saad, this DIE religion, for those of you who don't know, that's the acronym that I use in the parasitic mind. DIE stands for diversity, inclusion, and equity. This DIE religion is really no joke. The real life consequences are catastrophic. I was in a serious situation which ultimately caused me disciplinary action in my graduate school counseling program, probation, threat of dismissal, and ultimately withdrawal. My ultra-liberal school in New York is into DIE hardcore. My black American female classmate berated my white Hispanic friend and I, white Turk here, over nothing but her paranoid delusions that we were microaggressing toward her. She really was delusional. I never had any issues with her, but she kept bringing up me being white and her being black as a problem in our mock counseling dyads. When my white classmate and I retaliated with our words, our black professor got us in trouble with the director of the program. My white friend and I were chastised and forced to apologize to our black female classmate many times over because, quote, how dare you speak to a black woman like that? There are so many layers of oppression being that you're a white woman, close quote. I only offered a half apology and insisted that my classmate who berated me also apologize. No one compelled her to apologize. My half apology was not enough. I had to grovel, but I refused. I defended myself and was placed on probation. There were many discussions about critical race theory, and my professor was angered that I disagreed with CRT, critical race theory. Things escalated. Eventually, I had to withdraw. It was horrific. The woke, W-O-C-I, I think she means maybe W-O-K-E, the woke social justice warriors, leaders in my program terrorized me to no end. Anything I said or did was scrutinized and seen as a microaggression. No amount of good intentions and explaining satisfied them. I realized how unjust CRT and DIE were after how I saw it being implemented in my real-world case. Imagine that me, a white Muslim Turk, and my friend, a white Hispanic with a heavy accent, were viewed as privileged white women. Therefore, by default, we were the bullies, even though we didn't start anything. So 2 years and $120,000 down the drain for me, a white woman. Their beliefs about equity are revenge. I heard of at least three other white women being compelled to withdraw from the program under suspicious circumstances. That's when I replied to this former student, and then she gave me the clearance. Just a few minutes after that, I received the following message from another female graduate student. I am also a counseling student who has been harassed because of my conservative politics. I lost my funding for my entire last year of PhD work because they found out I was conservative. And I am an advocate of two parent households. My goodness, she must be Himmler. It is terrible in counseling programs. We need you to go after them. Your post about the counseling student, the one that I just read you before, really made me think that this is systemic among counseling PhD and master's programs. I never experienced this in my master's program, but in my PhD program, it's a disaster. And I just received a third email from another person, and I just saw that they granted me permission to read their thing. This is another person who writes to me the following. I was forced to resign from 15 years of service, 5 as department head, for defending conservative positions during the election cycle. I was responsible for the 3 most profitable years for our department. In 15 years, I have never, meant to say, been disciplined. I've never received discipline. So I just read you in the space of not even a morning, just a couple of hours within my Sunday morning, 3 messages that I received. 2 from female graduate students in counseling, 1 from a male. At least we're covering 2 of the 873 genders that demonstrate that this is ongoing at an extraordinary rate. Again, if I published a book of only testimonies that people sent to me, it would be a 60-volume tome. And yet enemies of reason will say, but bruh, aren't you exaggerating? So how many graduate students must be kicked out of their program before it's a problem? How many people must self-censor because they're terrified to open their mouth in a classroom before you think it's a problem? You are part of the problem if you minimize, if you trivialize what's going on. I exist within that ecosystem every day. I see the kind of eggshell behavior that people walk on because they are mistaking living in a so-called free society, but in reality, we are living in a quasi-North Korea without the detention centers, without the gang rapes, but certainly with the threat over your head. Comply to our ideology or lose your career, lose your funding, lose your PhD admission, lose your authorship on this paper, lose your job, and on and on and on. If you don't stand up and fight, this will only worsen. Have a good day, everybody.